This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman, in for David Brown. 50 years ago, farm workers in Texas walked off their jobs to protest low pay and terrible working conditions. And in the searing summer heat of 1966, they staged a historic march across the state. Many were beaten and arrested. As the Standard's Joy Diaz reports, it's an event that's been overlooked by most history books. So now, some of the original marchers are telling their stories.
Daria Vera has never forgotten that brutally hot summer back in 1966. Wait for me here, she says, as she goes to the back room of her tiny home. Vera comes back holding a box and shows me some of her pictures. Pointing to a little girl on the picture, Vera says, "This is my daughter. She was so little, probably 2 years old, always with us, even during the strike." In 1966, Vera was only 20. Both she and her husband picked onions and cantaloupes for a living, with their child by their side. Ranchers used to pay us 40 cents an hour for picking cantaloupes, she says. Wages were so low that kids as young as 5 would join in the picking to add to a family's income. Just to put things in perspective, sanitation workers at the time made about $1.27 an hour, 3 times more than a farm worker.
Damn it.
Out of the box comes another photo. Who are these people, I ask. They're some of the farm workers who went on strike, she says. Do you want to hear from them? Come, let's visit Valdemar Diaz. He lives nearby. It's a hot day in Rio Grande City, Texas, about 15 minutes from the U.S.-Mexico border. Trees surround the Diaz mobile home. We wait in the shade.
Compadre!
When Diaz joins us under a tree, he says, before the strike, working conditions for South Texas farm workers were the stuff of nightmares. Bathrooms were non-existent. Medical services, a fantasy, and even drinking water was a luxury. I remember we would drink from puddles left by the irrigation system, he says, full of frogs and crickets. We would push the critters out of the way and drink from the puddles. In the spring of 66, the workers decided to walk off the job. Union leaders from California, including Cesar Chavez, came to Texas and helped organize the strike. Their demands were simple. They wanted work contracts, wages of $1.25 an hour, water breaks, and access to bathrooms. It was like heading into war, Diaz says, because ranchers were not budging. Indeed, ranchers dissed the farm workers' demands and called in the Texas Rangers. They used to beat us up, Vera says, and would arrest us. But the rangers, their beatings, even the arrests failed to break the strike, so ranchers opted for a different route. They started busing in workers from Mexico. Strikers knew their only hope for success was to damage the ranchers financially. So they blocked the U.S.-Mexico bridge in Roma, Texas. They handcuffed me behind my back, Vera says. They dragged me across the bridge and arrested me. By summer, it was clear the strike alone was failing, but unrest was palpable all over the country. Inspired by the famous Selma to Montgomery march led by Martin Luther King in 65, farm workers in Texas decided to march too.
We started right about right here.
Herminia Ramirez Treviño was only 13 the day the march kicked off.
From Rio Grande City all the way to Austin, Texas. It took us 2 months.
Change took much longer. Years. So I asked Daria Vera, was it all worth it? Oh, yes, she says. Workers should be proud of what we did. Today, fields in Texas have porta potties and water stations for workers. Workers are entitled to earn the federal minimum wage. One thing hasn't changed, though. Farm work in Texas is still plagued with abuse, and those who dare to speak up on this side of the border continue to be easily replaced by those from the other side. In Rio Grande City, Texas, I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.